Hi, this is Ross, and you are listening to Melisma Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we are Tufts' Journal of Music, and we devote our hour on this fine Sunday morning to playing pretty much whatever we've been digging in the past week.
Very freeform.
So, Grant, what were we just listening to?
Well, that was Wings of Love by Liv, or is it pronounced Live? I'm not sure.
I think it's probably Liv. It seems very suitable for, like, my bike ride over here. I was on my bike, very windy, and just, like, red Solo cups were, like, blowing around in the wind. Kind of appropriate for a Sunday morning, I guess.
I don't think my mic is on. How about now? Oh, there we go. Okay. Now you can hear me, Medford.
Amazing. So, yeah, we've got a bunch of great tunes coming up, so stay tuned.
Yeah. can't crumble, fall in your ways, so you can sleep at night, fall in your ways, so you can wake up.
You're just listening to Rise by Solange. Great new album by Solange. What are your thoughts on it, Grant?
I actually haven't listened to that album besides that song and the one with the really good video. So I'm behind. But I might be writing a review of it for the newly inducted Hypebeast Music, fkahypetrack.com.
Has Hype Track always been affiliated with Hypebeast?
Yes. I'm not sure to what extent, but now they're very affiliated, and that HypeTrack.com no longer exists, and it's now Hypebeast.com/music.
So, rad.
Yeah, some big shakeups in the in that community, if you still read Hypebeast.
If you still read Hypebeast, I'd love to hear from you, so give us a call.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that read Hypebeast here.
Yeah, but anyone listening to WMFO, it seems like kind of, separate populations.
There's not a lot in the middle of that Venn diagram.
And before that, you were listening to the phenomenal drum work of TSVI on Assam's Children. He's just been killing the game recently.
Yeah, everyone should listen to his Boiler Room set. It's like a half hour of that. It's really great.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing when someone can do, like, a half hour of pretty much just, like, drum and percussive tracks.
Yeah.
And make it really captivating. So, props to TSVI for that.
What would you like to listen to next, Ross? We have some Moo. We have Fantagram, MIA, Banks, American Football. Do any of these sound enticing? We have what's potentially a new Ricky Eat Acid song. I'm not sure.
I'm thinking this. Banks.
Okay.
I'm feeling Banks right now. Still waking up.
All right. Well, this is Not About Us by Banks.
Oh.
This is not about me. I can see you taking it personally. I see you put your pride aside. Oh, wait a minute while you try to compensate. Hey, this is not about me. I see you thinking I'm a missing piece to the puzzle that you think is your life. Oh, wait a minute while you try to compromise. This is treated all bad. I've been covered second. Don't wanna look alive. Reason bad. And it don't matter. Don't get nice. Too much. Don't ask me why. This is not about us.
family.
You're just listening to Never Ending by Knowledge, and it turns out Knowledge has been working with Anderson .Paak recently. Well, he's been working with Anderson .Paak for a while under the moniker No Worries, and they have a new album out, which I have not listened to. Grant, have you listened to it?
Once again, I've not listened to it.
Apple Music streaming exclusives. What can I say? Yeah, but recently a writer got me back into HUD Dreams by Knowledge, which is the album which that track is off of, and so it was just like really good timing seeing that suddenly he had an album out with Anderson .Paak. I'm very excited to listen to it.
It's a really good duo. I like that sort of like new lo-fi LA sound.
Yeah, it's just like Knowledge can get his beats sloppy in a way that sounds really good, which is really, really, really hard to do. Because a lot of people make similar stuff, you know, where your beats are kind of slightly off time and everything sounds lo-fi. But for so many producers, it just sounds so sloppy. Whereas here, everything sounds like, I don't know.
It sounds it's like everyone who grew up listening to Stone's Throw but didn't want to make hip-hop beats but wanted to make sort of like hip-hop-influenced electronic beats.
Yeah.
And like now everyone in the LA beat scene has sort of branched out, and you can see like that influence touching a lot of different areas of music. And like a good example is everything that Anderson .Paak does.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
What do you want to listen to next? We have some brand new Magic Fades.
Ooh.
We have... what else? We have Sleigh Bells, although I'm not sure how new that song is.
What do you want to listen to?
Well, I kind of want Jordan to get here so that he can play all the stuff that he added to the playlist. I don't want to steal any of his thunder, so I'm not going to play the Ricky Eat Acid just yet. That's sort of his deal. Or Sleigh Bells, or American Football. And I don't know anybody else on this playlist. So we're going to listen to Bling Blah Burr, which is one of the new tracks off of the new Gucci Mane album, Waptober, and it features Young Dolph. And Young Dolph has been around for a while, but I recently just got into him. So apologies to the Young Dolph community. But I do really, really, really like Young Dolph. And he sort of has like a lot of dad jokes in his rap. He has this one line in one of his older songs where I'm gonna replace one of the profanities, but he goes, she wanna argue, so I sent that girl to law school. And I think that's one of my favorite Young Dolph lines of all time.
All right, well, let's hear it. Bling Blah Blur, Gucci Mane.
Spotify insists on playing multiple Heineken ads.
All right, well, I think it's about time for our PSA. I think it's about time for our hourly PSA. I'm dying over here. Why did we do this at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning? Let's see. What are we going to play? Oh, my favorite one.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Say that they gon' run up on the Gucci, but how? And tell your sister I don't love her,
from East Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in love with the South. I put an ounce in the pot and make it bank head bounce. My mama found some sex on me, kicked me out of her house. But I had 40,000 saved, I should've been moved out. You know, grew up, been iced out, but I got new jewels now. Think I'm a clone, but if they cut me, then sauce gon' ooze out. I make these haters lose they cool, I done changed the rules. When real niggas walk in the room, then they change the mood. It's Gucci, bling, bow, bling, bow, bling, burr, burr, bow, 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 honey, bling, bow, bling, burr, bling, bow, bow.
She got good head and a fat onion. She only fuck niggas with money. I killed that pussy all in her tummy. Then I asked that bitch who running. She said she wait. I said I'm coming. I'm on the E-way doing a 100. Bitch, I got dope to sell. Fresh as fuck like I got hoes for sale. Can't fuck with a bitch that don't listen. Two bitches in the car with me kissing. In Detroit ballin' like a piston. All this hot sauce got me dripping. Blow out the candles, make a wish. Yo, bitch is like a side dish. I might fuck with her, I might not. Depend on if I feel like or not. She only fuckin' niggas with them stacks. Yeah, bitch, my motor in the back. I just wanna hit her front or back. I might dump her, then take her back. My bitch mad at me, but I fixed it, bought her a bag. I just walked in a bank with a whole quarter in cash.
Bling, bow, bling. I'm a street nigga with money, and it's obvious. She only fuck niggas with money, and it's obvious. I'ma keep that shit 100, and it's obvious. And this watch here costs 100, and it's obvious. I'm a street nigga with money, and it's obvious. She only fuck niggas with money, and it's obvious. I'ma keep that shit 100, and it's obvious. And this watch here costs 100, and it's all the years. Bow, bow, bling, bow, bow, bling, bow, bling, burr, burr, bow, 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 whoo, 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 bling, bow, bling,
burr. Bitch, your boy want some more, nigga.
On my shoulder. that's a trick you tell, you got it wrong.
People are positioned, I said we up on the level, like my name is Neymar, and you know I'm the number. There is no competition, I'm gonna top and you're gonna listen, I'm a I'm on 10 light, man, even better than them, yeah. I don't need fuckers like the German cause then. My third eye is open and my fuckers ain't joking. Yeah, you get it wrong, cause my fuckers is so strong.
No focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Go off on them. Go off on them.
No focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm pressing buttons, dropping pins on positions, cause my words go far and this rain is so foreign. You blow the place I live in, watch, I could keep it going. Go off on them. So check up on the messages, know what the message is. Like alien in villages, we're here for all ages. Fans back home, got my tracks bang long. Yeah, you get it wrong, cause my focus is so strong. Rum, pama, 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 pama.
No focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Go off on them.
Let's not concentrate and now you got it wrong. Focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Listen, tell your children I came from London. Stop talking about me long time, telling she was random. When I was in your life, a lot, I was hella bomb. But I had to go off just to stay strong.
Strong. No focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Go off on them. Go off on them. No focus, lost, I concentrate, and now you got it wrong. Go off on them. Go off on them.
No focus, lost, I concentrate, and now you got it wrong.
All right, well, we finally have Jordan in the studio. How's your morning going, Jordan?
Oh, it's going pretty decently. Thank you, Ross.
I heard you did some running.
Yeah, I ran about 10 miles.
Oh, my God. Did you see any red Solo cups blowing around in the wind? Because I saw so many red Solo cups blowing around in the wind.
Oh, there's a Bob Dylan song about that, I think.
That's actually what won him the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, red Solo cup in the wind. Nobel classic.
Really captured the college experience.
Yeah. You were just listening to MIA Go Off from her album that just came out last month, the one with Borders on it, and before that was a song off Fantagrams 3 called Same Old Blues.
I really like that Fantagram song.
That Fantagram's great.
It's awesome. What else is cooking on this playlist, which is mostly you?
Yeah, so I mean, I this playlist is mostly me. Before that, you probably heard a Joyce Manor song, I take it?
No, nope. We're not playing this in order, Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. We're skipping around. All right.
Well, then yeah, I didn't hear a Joyce Manor song. But up next, you're going to hear a song featuring Bon Iver called Friends by, I'm actually not allowed to say the name of the band, so I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh, wait, look.
Before that, we have a caller.
We have a caller. All right.
See if Ross's DJ training has kicked in.
Clearly not.
Just, Ross, if you want to listen to it on air, press the thing that's flashing and then turn the channel on.
Hello, who is this?
Hello, this is
Brian
E.K.
Hi, Mom.
Guess who it is, Medford.
This, Mom, you're talking to Jordan, your son. Medford, you're listening to my mother on the phone. Mom, you're on air. This is a radio station. You've called in.
I'm on air. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I asked you to. How's your morning?
Oh, Oh, it's really good. I just had coffee in an outdoor cafe in Narbeth, which is really nice.
If you could have a song played for you on the radio right now, what song would that be?
Oh, obviously, George. And Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel.
All right, we're going to play Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel Medford, and then after that, we'll return to some hit new songs. Thanks, Mom, for calling in. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Mom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill.
So that was my mother's favorite song, Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel, and you got to listen to the amazing version off the In Good Company soundtrack. And up next, we're going to play a song featuring Bon Iver called Friends by a band called Francis and the Lights. So enjoy.
From a freeway trailer, if you'd handled what I'd taken, separate loads, separate calls, no fine line, don't have to be a dead rat, cause dead rat can go wrong. We could be friends, we could be friends.
Sorry about that advert, folks. It's apparently Miller time.
In case you were wondering, that Peter Gabriel song was off the soundtrack for In Good Company. I'm just going to read you the plot intrigue for this film because I think it sounds terrible. No offense to Jordan's mom. I'm sure it's a great film. The film is about a middle-aged advertising executive whose company is bought out by a large international corporation, leaving him with a new boss who is nearly half his age. His life is further complicated when his boss takes a romantic interest in his daughter.
What a beautiful plot.
It's almost Shakespearean.
All right. Are we ready for some new sleigh bells?
Yes. This is I Can Only Stare by Sleigh Bells.
Watching you. Taco Bell has a...
Look, this is what happens when you don't buy Spotify Premium.
So, in some ways, all of the Spotify, the ads on Spotify have made us shell out to be an ad for Spotify, because...
Do you think that was their intention all along, knowing that, you know, DJs would use Spotify and try to cheap out talking over ads like we are right now? But in the end, just advertising Spotify. You're listening to a Pusha T song, Circles. Oh, no, there's another ad.
I bet it's a Heineken ad. More fun facts about the film In Good Company.
It was released in 2004.
So, on October 14th, Universal hired Josh Bisell and John Fenner from Happy Endings to develop a TV show based on the film for CBS. I don't think it went.
Wow, that would have... It sounds like the setup to a bad sitcom. The fact that it was made into a dramatic film...
It sounds like a rom-com.
You think it's a rom-com? What is the description on Wikipedia say? Scroll up.
A comedy film.
Oh, yeah, wow. Paul White. This is some real comedy. With Dennis Quaid.
And Scarlett Johansson, apparently, is the daughter.
And Topher Grace. I haven't heard the name in years.
Well, it's from 2004.
Oh, so. that's 12 years ago.
Anyway, you're now listening to Circles by Pusha D and Ty Dolla $ign.
Featuring Designer.
Look back.
Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a lovely hour. You've been listening to Melisma Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you guys so much.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
One day I'll go and leave this place behind. One day I'll go and leave this place behind. Below the moon, a different state of mind, assume myself.